So we gather for our first session in this, our heavenly house party, as Robert used to call it. And let us take the very familiar words from Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. The kind of basis for all contemplative exercises. Perhaps our stillness will be put to the test by distraction from extraneous noises, possibly even the workman passing the window. Sometimes the inner stillness can be even strengthened once we have set our minds on the work in hand, which is to listen to the word spoken to us out of the divine source and into the stillness of our hearts. Be still and know that I am God. The Psalm 46 stems from a kind of post-war situation where some battle has been fought, some victory has been won, and those who are subdued are invited to lay down their arms, to be still, and to know the one true God. And the conflict is so often the background for contemplation, and, of course, sharpens up the need for it, the need for stillness in a world that is very unstill, very much at unpeace, even if there is political peace in the technical sense. There is so often little peace in the minds and hearts of the people. And so we respond very much, those of us who have heard the call to come to the Lord, to this wonderful word from Psalm 46. And it brings to our notice once again the divine name, the great and wonderful sacred name that was revealed to Moses at the encounter at the burning bush. The true, a proper name of God, which is I Am. But how mysterious that name is, even in the English form of it, a verbal form, not a noun. God is not an object who can be in any sense manipulated, but a verbal form, something that is not so easy to grasp. Well, indeed, we know impossible to apprehend. And in the Hebrew, as you probably know, written with just four consonants, YHWH, Yahweh, or however it was pronounced, a mysterious name of power. And so the I Am sayings are those that become most precious to us, and there we find a very rich source of divine sayings for contemplative purposes, particularly, of course, in St. John. And these days, when ideas about God are often so awry, so misplaced, so distorted, it is essential for us to listen and to open ourselves to this divine name. And so be ready to listen, to hear, and also to obey. So we now prepare to receive this word into our minds. in our first silence. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know I am. To know I am, what kind of knowledge? Oh, I know all about contemplation, said the student. I just make my mind a blank, and then it is filled with beautiful and honey-sweet thoughts. Nothing could be further from the true conception of contemplation, because that most certainly is what it is not. But within the disciplined silence, when we mentally repeat the divine words that are spoken in eternity, then we have a better chance of achieving that nearness which is our desire for God and His for us. And so we find within the disciplined silence, and provided we give space enough for it, that having first perhaps exercised our wills to repeat these words quietly over and over again within our minds in the silence, that they are themselves being repeated, and consequently we are beginning to center upon the true center of all things, who is indeed I am. As we fill our beings with the Word of God, then that is like magnifying the Lord within. He grows bigger, and other things become that much less important. But the deepening of this kind of knowledge is something quite different from what the world thinks of as knowledge. And it seems to me, I don't know how you feel about it, that just at present we are sort of struggling through a surfeit of knowledge that is brought to us through the media and in a totally undisciplined way. So people complain to me that they're losing their memories, they can't remember things, probably because their minds are so full of information that has been broadcast one way or another, that the whole thing becomes a kind of mess, and indeed perhaps a kind of crisis, because with undisciplined listening to the media or watching it, then there is so much less room for the clear and cool-headed discipline of listening to the Word of God, so that in spite of a plethora of information, we are in fact starved. And somewhere, one of the prophets predicted this. At the moment, I can't remember which one it was, but I would just like to read a few words from a poem that was written in 1934 by T.S. Eliot, which expresses it better than I can. The endless cycle of idea and action, endless invention, endless experiment, brings knowledge of motion, but not of stillness. Knowledge of speech, but not of silence. Knowledge of words, and ignorance of the word. All our knowledge brings us nearer to our ignorance. All our ignorance brings us nearer to death. But nearness to death, no nearer to God. Where is the life we have lost in living? Where is the wisdom we have lost in knowledge? Where is the knowledge we have lost in information? The cycles of heaven in 20 centuries bring us further from God and nearer to the dust. That is indeed a sad plight, but a tremendous amount of truth in it. And that was really pre-television. And so we are called then to true knowledge, heart knowledge. Some people have found the second silence difficult. Well, it is, because we are trying to bring this true knowledge of I am into the depths of our being. But he offers himself in this way, so let us receive him as best we may in our second silence. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know I am. In our final period of silence, we come, of course, to the not quite so silent business of intercession. And in a moment, we will set our wills to work, as it were, reflectors for the Word of God, so that it may penetrate those places and those people whom we bear on our hearts, because they are in some kind of need. Before we do that, let us engage in a maneuver of the will and make this word a part of our divine vocabulary for instant recall at a time when we ourselves need it, because we are faced with some problem that we have to solve, or some task that we have to do. Because of our ordinary human nature, we are always, I speak for myself here anyway, and I'm sure for many, if not most of you, always it is our tendency to deal with situations as they arise from our own strength and resources. Perhaps we've spent many years building up those resources one way or another, by academic study or by experience in this or that field. Whatever it may be, we know that we have certain resources within ourselves to deal with situations and so on. But in the contemplative life, if we are truly focused upon I am speaking to us, then we should increasingly be able to hear his words spoken at all times and in all places, as we say in our liturgy. And that means, as the primary resource for any kind of need or difficulty or problem that we face. So may we spend a few moments exercising, just for this brief time, our imagination to visualize a scene where we know we have to meet certain problem or difficulty or undertake a task, or perhaps have to deal with a difficult person. Make it simple and make it short. Just bring it to mind, and if you can, see yourself going into that situation or facing that person, tempted to use your own strength, your own resources to try and resolve it, to try and further the cause, whatever it is. But then grasp hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, as it says in Hebrews. And set aside just momentarily all your own resources, all your own strength, and hear that word spoken to you and to the situation or the person. Be still and know I am, and then go forward to meet it. Can we just try that for a moment? We spend just a few moments to visualize the situation, the person or people involved, including ourselves, within the context of this particular problem or task. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know I am. Unto you, O men, do I call, my people. Be still and know that I am God. All you members of the Fellowship of Contemplative Prayer, wherever you may be, you witnesses of the Word of God, and you leaders and secretaries of prayer groups, be still and know I am. Or you working for unity amongst Christian people, all you bearing responsibility in leadership of the churches, all you in ecumenical contact, in councils of churches, be still and know I am. All you for whom we pray, and especially you, Jack, Jill, Mary, Elsie, Geraldine and Johnny, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we thank you for all your unsearchable riches that pour forth from you as light from the sun, whether received, ignored, or rejected, in boundless generosity. And now we offer once again, insofar as we are able, all that we are, all that we have, and all that we do, a living sacrifice, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
come unto me. The divine invitation, inviting us to center ourselves upon him who alone can give life. So we come, and in just 2 minutes, offload those burdens that we carry of anxiety or stress or selfishness. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me.